Hi, Ruby.
Hey, Kate.
We're going to have a little bit of a short epi today because...
We're here to talk about Paige and Craig and Paige and Craig only.
Things to do. Mm. Yeah. Well, hopefully this is the last we have to talk about them. I feel bad, but it's so hard because it's like Southern Charm wrapping up and then Summer House going on.
Yeah.
I
think it's just the reality of like... And I've heard like reality TV, people talk about this before that like... It's one of the difficulties is that like they process it in real time and then they have to like reprocess a lot of it like publicly because the timeline is so different. Like, you know, you go through your breakup and then like however many months later it plays out on TV and like everyone's talking about it.
Right.
So like that's, I feel like, kind of why we're still in this place. And I feel like they must have just like known that this was going to happen going in, but it really has still not been that long. I don't know, November, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I guess it's been almost 5 months.
I think the long and short of it is that they wanted two different things and they broke up. And I think Craig's like Watch What Happens Live thing was super weird.
Craig was being so weird on Watch What Happens Live. That's what I mean. Like the new things is like, I mean, I think when he's saying, like, they're going back and, like, retelling stories for, like...
I think he messed up saying that.
Well, I don't know. I know I've seen things where it's like, oh, like, they're wearing different outfits and different confessionals.
But
it doesn't change, like...
They do that every season.
It also doesn't change what Paige... What they were saying in real time that summer.
Right.
So...
And you could tell when Sierra and Paige were talking, you could tell that they had had that conversation multiple times.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for the audience to remember that Paige and Craig have many conversations off screen. And I thought it was interesting that Craig didn't want to say that your career is taking off on camera. And like, you're a lot busier than I expected you to be.
She's like, because that looks bad.
For you.
For you.
That was so funny. When she said... Do you know what your mom would do if she heard that? And that's when you know. Something happened at Thanksgiving where her mom was like, you're done with this guy. I'm just saying it right now. And then the fact that Craig was like, we had a great Thanksgiving, just tells me everything that I need to know. Craig lives in a delusional land and Paige was living in the real world. And that's a really hard relationship to be in. If you can be in a relationship where you're both growing and changing together, then that's amazing. Like, their relationship would have been successful if Craig was willing to adjust with her. But the fact that he was like, oh, you're going on tour now. What am I going to do? It's like, well, you clap so loud for your girlfriend.
And, like, go see her whenever you can.
You go see her whenever... Like, Spencer would be thrilled if I all of a sudden started bringing home, like, $1 cajillion.
Yeah, like...
He'd be like, hell yeah, go on that tour.
I'll scale back on my hours.
He wouldn't say that, but he'd be like, okay, we'll get help. Like, we'll come visit you on the weekend. Like, what cities should we go to? Like, you know?
Yeah.
He would be thrilled if I was bringing in a bunch of money. So, and that just goes to the difference between the New York City world. Like, every woman every mom works here.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't know. I mean, I feel like also either Paige was thinking about, like, I think I'm going to break up with him. And, like, that's why she felt so comfortable saying all of these things. Or... Like, that's the thing is, it's not, like, these behaviors are things that, like, are so damning that it's, like, they for sure should have broken up. It's more like Paige just decided, like, this is not what I want my life to be. And was, like, I don't think that this is the right person to do this with. Because, like, that's the thing is, like, Craig is, like, it's not like he cheated. It's not like he did anything like that. That doesn't mean they should have stayed together, but it's, like... That's why it's, like, they ultimately just wanted different things. It's just unfortunate that people are...
For him to not understand that she was joking when she said, yeah, keep the ring, maybe we'll get married at Bravo.
No, literally, who was
Are
dating?
You okay?
Like, he clearly...
Are you okay?
Did not know her.
For you to not understand that was a joke.
I know. Yeah, that was crazy. Like, yeah, that... I feel like,
And also, I want to see a picture of the ring. I need proof to see its timelines.
Seriously.
Because I don't think that the ring ever existed.
It's hard to say if it did or not. And, like, I also just... So, I didn't watch Southern Charm. But, like, the more I see about Craig, the more I'm like, I can't believe she dated him in the first place.
Oh, my gosh. I never understood why they were together. She's stigmatized. Like, I stand by that.
I feel like...
Also, did you see this scene in Summer House when she goes... When Craig comes up to Paige and is like, are you ready to go home to our daughter?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You could see Paige being like, no. What? Do not call my... cat our daughter.
And the producer's so funny on the edit, it was like asterisk Paige's daughter.
Yeah,
I wonder if she asked them to do that.
Finish him. Y'all clearly do not love Craig, but it's like, why am I like liking Kyle after watching Craig?
It's Oof. So hard. It's like,
I hate to see that. Yeah,
that's when you know it's bad. Yeah. Like that Kyle is looking like better and better because Craig is like just not. But that's the thing, is you also just in the same context of their relationship. Like, if we were to put Amanda and Kyle's relationship on display, we would still be hating on Kyle.
Totally.
But it's like when you look at Kyle's friendship with Paige and Kyle's, like, situation with Craig, I feel like Kyle comes out on top.
Totally.
Not in the relationship department, totally. But maybe in this, like, friendship ethical department, he comes out on
totally.
Top.
And I do think Kyle, some of the... conundrums he finds himself in is just because he's riding really hard for Amanda.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Like with the Hannah Berner thing, he was just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. We won't go backwards, but.
No, no need to go backwards, but.
Also, let's talk about West and Sierra.
Yeah, what do you think?
Because I've seen a lot of rhetoric online about Sierra and how they're like, oh, like the way she talks, blah, blah, blah. First of all, like you've clearly never been a nurse because we're just calm, cool, collected, especially an ICU nurse. Mm. And we come prepared and could think logically and in stressful situations. Mm-hmm. The way that he was like, I just don't understand why she's treating me this way. Blah, 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 blah. Like, she didn't want to open herself up to somebody that wasn't serious. And then you took her home and took her to your brother's wedding or whatever. And then you wrote in the New York Times 2 weeks before filming started, whatever he wrote about how he really just wasn't that into her.
Mm-hmm. And didn't tell her that it was coming out.
And she's not even really doing anything to him.
She's doing nothing.
She, like...
She's just not...
It was a situationship, and now you... And, like, she doesn't have to be friends with you.
Yes. Like, I don't understand. Like, I think he just, like... It's an ego blow for him that she is not willing to engage with him. And I feel like, just, like, make... Feel better about himself. He's like, oh, like, I'm not that bad of a guy if Sierra... forgives me. And like, also it could also
that's
be
totally it. He's like, well, if Sierra forgives me, then I can feel better about myself. Yeah, it really wasn't that bad what I did then.
And I think there could also be a little bit of like, oh, I just want things to be like normal, and like I enjoyed hanging out with her and I want to be able to enjoy that again. But it's like, if she doesn't want to do that with you, that's not anything she's doing wrong. She's just setting boundaries. Like, and 100%. It's like, she owes you nothing. So
she actually owes you less than nothing because you guys never dated because you never locked her down.
And you broke up with her. Like,
when you coulda.
So she owes you absolutely nothing. Like, yeah, it's just frustrating behavior. I see that behavior so often in men.
So it's often. Like, they can't take account. He's lacking the ability to take accountability.
Which the thing is, it's like, it's another play out of demonizing the reactions to someone else's action.
Totally.
It's like, if he does something wrong and she reacts in a way that makes him understand it's not okay and then sets boundaries, she's not the enemy here. She can set whatever boundaries she wants.
Right.
Like, she would never have even had to set these boundaries if he hadn't acted in the way that he did.
It's like what written the line from Grey's Anatomy. She's like, you don't get to decide how I repair what you broke.
Oh my God, so
true. Like, if someone tells you that you hurt them, you don't get to decide that you didn't.
Yeah.
And a lot of men try to do that. They try to say, well, no. And it's like, no, I'm telling you how I feel.
Yeah.
I felt.
And then I think Wes would just feel a lot better if they got back to normal. But I think that it's like not her responsibility to make him feel better.
No, absolutely not.
So
he should never have even initiated, but he wanted to. He tried all summer.
She was so clear with him totally. About what she wanted, and he should have been more judicious with his actions. And he also should have absolutely warned her about that New York Times article.
Totally.
Or maybe not done it at all.
That would have been nice if he would have given her a little
but,
heads
up. But, like, he at least could have given her a heads up.
What do you think about Imrul?
I mean, I feel like he... I just don't know if he fits on the show.
My issue with him is I would not like it. I don't know. It's so hard because it's like, it's summer house, share house, whatever. Bringing a bunch of strangers back every weekend to my share house would be a no-go for me.
Yeah.
Someone could steal from you, like take pictures of you, blah, 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 blah. Like, and I think, I don't know. I'm very sex positive. Don't get me wrong. But like, that's just not that whole, like his whole like sex party thing. Like, I just don't feel like that's the summer house vibe. I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean.
He's like
a little bit
older too. It's like at your big age. I don't know.
I feel like he's not. I mean, maybe I guess he goes out, but I feel like what he could possibly bring to the mix is like another man who like likes to party.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
But it doesn't even seem like that's his vibe. I think he's like a man who likes to bring women home.
Yeah, so, like, he wants to be like bringing on a sex swing, like, you know, getting crazy.
So I don't feel
also,
like it's good viewing.
Jesse Solomon was
getting
sock. More than his toe sucked.
37 minutes.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yes.
And then did you see what Lexi posted on TikTok?
No, what'd she say?
Do you know that sound from Euphoria that's like,
this is when I have my baby?
Yeah,
I can totally see. That's so appropriate for Jesse Solomon too, because like that's how he was talking to her.
Yeah.
He love bombed her.
She was like, this was why I don't trust you. Say, oh, Maddie, I'm too good for you, whatever. Like, marry me, like have my babies, and then acting the other way.
It's the perfect example of like the man that is like less attractive. They get like a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
And then or they like score with like the more beautiful girl, just like Sierra and Lexi. And then they self-sabotage.
There's like this guy out there on TikTok that like is doing all these like spoofs of Jesse Solomon. They're so funny. And to be fair, I feel like Jesse is taking it all in stride, which I definitely respect.
Totally.
Like, he's not trying to like defend himself. He's just like,
totally.
Yeah, like that was bad.
He's like, I'm a goober.
Which I respect way more than someone who's like doing kind of like what Wes does and like trying to be like, but what?
Totally.
And he had this one that like Jesse actually like stitched and was just, like, laughing alongside of it. And he was, like, basically, like, oh, like, the guy who was, like, the spoof was, like, saying all of these things. Kind of like what Jesse said that was, like, oh, like, we should go out. Like, you're so beautiful. Like, I love you. You're so pretty. Like, I think I'm in love with her. And then at the end, he's, like, oh, like, you think we should date? He's, like, I don't. I don't think we should date at all.
That's funny.
Which is so accurate. Yeah. So funny. This is why humor is so important, because it can tell the truth.
Truly. So important.
But yeah, Jesse is like, I feel like a necessary evil. And I do feel like,
of course,
Lexi is kind of, I mean, he definitely did not come correct, but I feel like he also isn't like, I don't know, I'm not like, I don't find myself being like so upset at him. I find myself being like, Lexi, like literally run away.
Totally. Carl and his
lemur
carpenter
guys, the magic
shoes.
Oh, the magic scene. I was,
she's trying to get her
cringing.
15 minutes. That's all.
I was like, wait, magic? Like, and she was like, one of my friends texted in our group chat about Summer House and was like, aren't magic cards just cards?
You have to be able to like do a trick with them.
Oh my gosh.
To make them effective. But she wants her 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm sure she's perfectly.
She got him.
I'm sure she's perfectly nice, but like she just, it didn't seem like a serious prospect.
Yeah. She seemed very sweet, just very young.
Yeah.
Lemur like energy. I think like her parents might have been like waiting around the corner to pick her up and take her home.
Yeah.
But she was sweet, and Carl's shoes were offensive, but that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah. Let's see, I feel like Kyle and Amanda have been pretty chill.
Yeah, right, nothing to report about them. Who else should we talk about?
Do you think that Kyle and Amanda will get divorced next summer?
I hate to speculate on someone else's marriage.
Oh, I can take it back then.
But I don't know. I hope not. I hope not. I hope they stay together forever. Do I? I don't know. I hope that she does whatever is going to make her happy. I hope that...
I feel like if he never... I feel like at this point when he's 40, she's got to just believe that he's, like, never going to change. So if she's okay with him as he is now, like, I feel like maybe they'll just stay together. Unless she just gets fed up one day.
Thankfully, she has her youth on her side.
True. I mean, she's young.
And he doesn't.
And I also think she... I mean, there's been some promos that have been, like... Amanda's saying she's not sure if she wants to have kids. So, which she had never said before.
Anyone know why that is?
Why?
Because she doesn't feel like she'd have a supportive partner. I'm speculating. Allegedly. But I allegedly. Mean,
that's if I'm just a fair
speculation. You know, we don't know. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen the... But, you know, I'll say what I always say, and that is that who you choose to... be a parent with is the most important decision you'll ever make.
Yep.
And it truly could make or break your entire experience. So,
yeah.
Make sure you are financially sound and you have a good partner.
For sure.
So, and you feel mentally as good as you can, because you will not be mentally well after. No, I'm just kidding. You'll be fine.
No, I mean, I feel like it's so normal to be
not
mentally well for a while.
That's what I'm saying. You should try to, like, make yourself as mentally well as you can before, because you will not be mentally well after. Yeah. But you will get better.
You will get better, yeah. You'll get better. I mean, like, postpartum.
You will get better after, yeah. A year into it, you'll get better. So,
yeah.
And you'll have this delicious little baby.
I miss Czar.
Czar and Dictator.
Czar is so cutie patootie. Mm-hmm.
So... did you watch Southern Charm Reunion at all?
I did, actually. I watched the whole thing. Part two,
it's like so weird that they're talking so much about Paige. That's the reason why Shep wanted Paige on the show, is because she's the only thing that drives their ratings.
Oh, absolutely. I know. I feel like I see so many women that are like, oh, I only started watching Southern Charm to see more of Paige.
They're the only interesting scenes. Sorry. Like, I had no interest in the whole, like, the last scene at the summer soiree. Like, that's why Shep wanted her there, because she would have made it interesting. Like, the whole thing with, like, the Vanita and, like, that. Like, I was like, Jan, like... this conversation is, like, so bleh.
Wait, also, I was wondering this while I was watching. What happened to Whitney? When did he get off the show?
Oh, he's just an EP, so he kind of, like, comes and goes whenever he wants. Just like Miss Patricia.
What is EP?
He's an executive producer. Like, he started the show.
Oh, okay. But, he wasn't at the reunion.
I'm sure he'll be there, like, next week, probably, like, 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then leave.
Yeah. I mean... yeah, I thought that the reunion... I mean, I didn't follow a lot of the storylines because I didn't watch the actual season, but, like, per usual, I watched the reunion for Paige.
Yeah.
And, like, what Craig was saying. I thought that... I can't remember if this is Watch What Happens or the reunion, but Andy had some interesting questions about, like, if you watch the show back now, like, it's... I feel like it's pretty clear that, like, Paige was having these thoughts... for a while, so like kind of like not against the blindsiding and like seeing what he says, and he was like, it wasn't clear to me, da da da, like I don't know, like I guess they hadn't had those conversations, but like yeah,
it's one thing to have the conversation, it's another thing for him to actually like hear it, absorb it.
For sure. Have you been seeing all these Benny Blanco things on TikTok?
Yes, and it's kind of sad that... this is no hate to Benny Blanco, because, like, it's really amazing. He was clearly raised by really great parents.
He's also older, though, so...
he's a little bit older, and he's probably, I hope, maybe been in therapy.
Yeah.
But, like, what he's saying is, like, how women live, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, his emotional intelligence is, like, I feel like we're, like...
that's just, like, normal women.
Yeah, I mean, it's groundbreaking for us, because men, the bar is in hell for men when it comes to emotional intelligence. So when he says it, we're like, yes, this is what we've literally been begging for.
Yeah.
No one gives us.
Well, what made me think of it was when you said that about Craig not listening. It was like, because Benny, one of my favorite sounds from that whole interview that they did with Jay Shetty was, he was like, oh, like, a lot of men, I think in particular, like this can be either one, but like I feel like men in particular, like a woman is typically like has already told you what she needs. Like, you're just like not listening. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I just don't understand, because it's like, do you want an upset partner? Mm-hmm. Like, if you want an upset partner, like, you don't,
like, it's actually give her really what you need.
Like, yeah. But like, if she's probably told you, and he like be like, oh, like, I just don't understand her, like, da da da, and be like, dude, like, she's probably like told you, and you're just like not reacting or like not listening and then taking steps. And that's what I mean. That's, I feel like Craig, I feel like he was hearing Paige but not listening to her, and like really, and I think a lot of that probably had to do with him wanting her to be different than she is in reality. So he had like, I don't know, like not horse blinders, but like he had like hearing aids on that made him hear what he wanted to hear from her instead of like what she was actually saying and expressing.
Right.
So
he heard what he wanted to hear, not what she was actually saying. Mm-hmm. And then also he wasn't actually absorbing what she was saying.
Yeah.
And so I heard somewhere, Reddit, it might have been a TikTok video, but I genuinely don't remember.
No, I just read it.
It was somebody saying that the majority of, in couples who get divorced, the majority of the time it is initiated by a woman. And I did just Google, and it said that a 2015 study by the American Sociological Association found that women initiate 69% of all divorces in the United States. The same study found that college-educated women initiate divorce at an even higher rate of 90%.
Ooh, damn.
And they said that, they also said in this video, article, whatever, that a lot of the time, men will only initiate a divorce. Guys, I don't have the facts on this one, so, you know, don't call me out on this one. But will only initiate a divorce if they already have a girlfriend. Whereas women will initiate a divorce and be, because they would rather be single and just move on with their life.
I feel like men really struggle with loneliness.
Yeah, totally. That's definitely it's not even loneliness. They can't handle having to do their own laundry and do their own chores. Like, they want a mother. Maybe it's they like literally want a mother, and then they also want a woman who will do 50% of the bills too. Like, not all men, obviously.
I just think, like, yeah,
not Spencer, but
I feel like, whatever it is, like, men, I just feel like I hope that I get married one day. But, like, if I didn't, like, I know that I could
You'd
still
be perfectly fine.
Perfectly happy. Yeah. I just don't feel like a lot of men are that way.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't. Yeah, there's a, but it's like, but they don't want to do the things to make them better, like, a more desirable partner. They want to be accepted the way that they are.
But in the same way, too, it's almost like you become a more desirable partner when you're comfortable in your aloneness and independence.
Totally.
So it's like I feel like men, if you're listening, you probably aren't. But like, if you're like,
they're any happiest men out there.
I think that can start with doing the work to be happy alone and like be able to stand on your own two feet, do the laundry, cook. Like, I feel like I do find that a lot of like more like New York men, like they, well, I don't know. Like, they, I do find, I don't know, I've had a string of seeing really good guys recently, so I'm probably jaded.
But also, I think, like, your generation and younger will be much better, because, like, I think that the expectation is higher of men, like, moms expect more of their sons.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Compared to the older generation, sure. Because that's how they were raised.
Right.
So,
right,
like, all you can expect is to be better going forward. Mm-hmm. So, and, like, more people are in therapy and, like, things like that. And, like, there's this whole, like, thing, there's this whole game of, or this whole, whatever, movie of fair play. And it's, like, you can say to your wife, your partner, whatever, like, oh, my gosh, just tell me what to do to help you. And it's, like, what do you mean? Look around. What would you do here if you were single? You would empty the dishwasher. You would take out the trash. You would do all those things. But, like, right, some men, they will just actively choose to not be helpful. And so then these women will get stuck in these relationships where they're like single married people. And they're like, wait, my life would be better if I'm alone.
No, isn't that, I mean, I don't have this in front of me, but isn't that like a statistic that women on average, their life, quality of life goes down after they get married?
Totally.
And men, their quality of life goes up. And that, actually, I don't even need the facts and figures in front of me to know that that's real.
Because let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Mary B. and the crowd. Have you ever heard of a woman having two families?
Nope.
She barely has the energy to have one. Yeah. You want to know why? Because she's carrying all the load, mental and physical. And then, can you imagine having the time to have two families? Insanity.
No, I could barely have time to have one, honestly.
Literally. I could barely handle one penis, let alone multiple.
Oh, God.
That's all I have to say on that topic.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty troubling. And the thing is, too, is it's like, I feel like we're the first generation of women that has the ability to really self-reflect on these. And my friends and I have been talking about this recently. Like, a lot of people's, like, meet cute...
Just go to the bathroom, sorry. Keep going.
Stories are, like... Sorry, I just got... I got distracted because Kate had to go to the bathroom. But a lot of people's, like, meet cute stories are, like, so sweet. And, like, I knew after 2 weeks. It's like, okay. But, like, I think, like, we were saying, we're like, it's always the older people that have, like, the sweetest stories. And, yes, like, a lot of those marriages are beautiful and they work out really well. We were saying, like, oh, of course, like, you met him and were, like, totally, like, oh, he's perfect for me. Because, like, you literally needed to marry to survive. Like, so if you have to marry to survive, you're going to be like, oh, like, he's good. He's the one I'm going to marry. Because, like, you had to. Did you hear anything I said?
No, sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, no. I was just saying how, like, we were talking about, like, meet cutes and how it's, like, a lot of, like, older people in particular are like, oh, like, I knew after 2 weeks or, like...
Oh, blah. Yeah.
But it's, like, because, like, if you were a woman in the 50s who was, like, you're trying, like, to meet a man, you're like, he'll do it because I can't open a bank account on my own.
Right. So I can't I'll vote for I can't have a car. Yeah.
Like, whereas, like, now it's like, oh, no, like, I actually am going to be more judicious because I don't need you. Mm-hmm. And this is, we're, like, one of the first generations that not only has that opportunity, but was not raised by those people.
Totally.
Like, and I think that does make a difference, whereas, like, our parents did, like, our mom... our aunts, whatever, did have that opportunity, but they were raised by people who did not have that opportunity. So I think it just takes time for it all to, like, go through the different generations.
And let's give a shout out to our favorite happiest boy, Tommy.
Yeah.
Who is a dedicated listener and is a very incredible.
Yes.
Father and ladies, equal partner. And he does and folds laundry and he's a surgeon. He does it all.
Yeah. So listen, ladies, our brother is an orthopedic surgeon and he does the laundry.
Oh my gosh.
If he can do it, your husband can do it.
It's Sunday afternoon. You want to know what I've done today? While Spencer took care of our kids, I just went to SLT. Then I got my nails done. Now I'm here recording the pod with Mary B. Then I'm going to go get a massage, you know, like.
I should be getting a massage.
Yeah, you can go with me. Want to go with me?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to go get massages because our babu this week is to take care of ourselves. Okay?
Yes. All right. That's our babu this week. I'm just going to say right now, I'm going back to Colorado.
Oh.
I was there last weekend, and I'm going back to go to Aspen, so you'll never see me again.
Yeah, literally. Okay. We're going to be recording. Oh, you know what? We are going to have to do a pod on the train.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I really want to do a pod on with Sid about, like, maybe, like, trying to conceive and things like that, like motherhood, maybe IVF if she wants. Or any, like, women's health if she wants to talk. Because that's, like, kind of her specialty with DNP practice.
Yes, but I think we also need to interview her about how she got her husband, who's a surgeon, to do the laundry.
Oh, she said she's Italian from the south side of Chicago. And she said, you're going to do the laundry or you're going to get a horse head on your side of the bed. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but probably.
What do you mean? You just tell them to do it. Yeah. People are too nice. Or, like...
That's the thing, ladies. Being understanding.
Be meaner, okay?
And you know what? It's not even being mean. It's called sticking up for yourself.
Also, just, like, communicate your needs. You're 50-50 in your relationship. Or not 50-50, but, like, you are, like, your partner should not want you to be, like, sad or feel burdened or feel overworked.
That's the one. I'm going to say this. I'm going to hold your hand while I say this. And Paige figured this out. If your partner does not make you feel good about yourself and more confident than you would feel without them, leave his ass.
Leave it.
Oh my God. They should bring.
Get out.
They should bring more confidence to you. They should be 100%. Your biggest cheerleader.
Uplifting you.
And if they're not, run.
Yes.
Run.
That is just so weird. Like, I cannot imagine being with someone like Paige, especially like a career that could be so fleeting and like not encouraging her to do anything but striking while iron.
Your partner should be lifting you up.
They're not even married. Like, why does he care?
It's hard enough as a woman to be confident in itself. You should have a partner that makes you feel even better about yourself and gives you the confidence to grow and be greater.
100%.
If not, get out. Leave.
Can't agree more.
Right now.
The end of you and me.
All right.
Monday reset.
Let's go.